Good morning.
Good morning, Madame Reynaud.
Good morning, Oiseau.
Good morning, Andrea. I would like to say that he's not in holidays, in fact, no?
We're rectifying that Andrea is not on holiday, even though he is eating gelato. He's busy looking after his aging papa and probably fixing plugs and
cupboard cleaning, everything.
But over there, it works a little bit easier. You go to the shop, the part is there. They didn't have, no, madam, today this is now out of, we are not making this model anymore.
Mama.
Yes.
I know. So, hello, Andrea. Hello, everybody. So, today is Friday 22. We managed to
figure out the date. And we're also going to remind all our listeners that please do contribute to Orville Radio and help us improve, get better, and stay on the air, online, and keep this activity alive. And you can do that by going to orvilleradio.org/donate. And the number to contribute to is 25-16-39.
It's nice to hear this number. Oh, it's very nice. So, Madame Reynaud,
yes,
I appreciate a lot your accent. So, do you have something? Maybe because it is holiday, maybe we don't speak about topic.
No, I think it's very interesting right now on Orville Net. There's a couple of different debates going on. Everybody is saying it a little bit differently. Some are talking about centralization. Some are talking about a completely different kind of economy, a different kind of way of governance, a different way of looking at things. Because we can admit that
freedom of expression.
We talked about that last time. So all of these issues are very present on AVNet, and I think that people are sensing that it's time for a change. Whether we use this next 3 years because of Orville's 50 years as a target.
Yes.
It's okay. Sometimes it's good to have a deadline to try and achieve something. I think that's very helpful. And I think it's a very, very crucial moment for us to actually make an important collective effort. And I came across something from Shurabindo. You know, I've been reading the Gazette Aurovillienne, which was something that was written in the early days. I remember reading it in the early days. There wasn't much to read.
Yeah.
And it's very, very exciting because the whole atmosphere in 71 and all, even the way how we report about things is completely filled with a different atmosphere and enthusiasm and a different direction and comprehension of what Orville is, which I don't see so much anymore. Perhaps it was because of the newness of the things, but even, small things, it's a very interesting thing because it'll give you an idea of when things were constructed, when things were built, messages from the mother based on things that were happening in Orville.
So you say you have something to read for us.
Yeah, so I came across this from Shurabindo, which I thought it was good. So bear with me. Therefore, if the spiritual change of which we have been speaking is to be effected, it must unite two conditions which have to be simultaneously satisfied but are most difficult to bring together. There must be the individual and the individuals who are able to see, to develop, to recreate themselves in the image of the spirit, and to communicate both their idea and its power to the mass. And there must be at the same time a mass, a society, a communal mind, or at least the constituents of a group body, the possibility of a group soul which is capable of receiving and effectively assimilating, ready to follow and effectively arrive, not compelled by its own inherent deficiencies, its defect of preparation to stop on the way or fall back before the decisive change is made. Such a simultaneity has never yet happened, although the appearance of it has sometimes been created by the ardor of a moment. That the combination must happen someday is a certainty. So this makes me think that a lot of the ardor of the moment perhaps has been lost. And here I come to this. where mother answers, after having read this quote to the mother, mother answers, that is exactly what Auroville is for, but Auroville is still far from fulfilling the necessary conditions. And that was in December 71.
71.
So if we know that that's what Auroville is for, and we talk about this group body and this group soul, this is what we're actually trying to develop. And if I bring that more into today's politics, something that bothered me, I found that people are uncomfortable with the residents' assembly becoming a decision-making body. Or the resident assembly service maybe shouldn't be a decision-making body, but it definitely needs to be there to affect decisions.
The implementation you are speaking.
I'm speaking about...
That's why, you know,
So I'm wondering if we don't give power to this fire or this of the residents' will. I mean, it shouldn't be so separate, residents and groups, etc., etc.
But you know, Madame Renaud, for me, my experience in terms, if I can speak today in terms of artists, you know, my feeling is there is no separation inside me about if I am a member of the era or not this, you know. So anyway, personally, in terms of artists, us, we are all time in a mood that we need to be creative. And we know that we are our inner world, our inner discipline, our inner work, and we have to trust our art way, our inner work. No, we cannot do that by even if the era takes decisions, they need to implement. So we need people that they know how to implement. Implement what? But there is the famous for me between what the era. We'll take decisions. We can say it will be a mental decisions. Okay, what you see
does it have to be a mental decision? So should it be a mental decision? Can't we, as in Shamsunder's new book that I was recently reading, he mentions at some point in a meeting that they had an empty chair because the empty chair was for mother, which means that not everybody there is so important. You also intuition and you wait for some. But are we receptive enough, or are we going to knock the head of intuition with our reasons, our economy, our petty immediate needs, etc., etc.? So this is the thing.
It will come. But
receptive?
I was speaking about, you know, from the point of view of artists, we try that between what we think, what we said, and what we do, there is unity. There is no, there is a kind of axe between, there is no separation between what you think, what you said, and what you act. It's a tree.
But this is the whole yoga of life to bring
on. No,
all
no,
these,
it's not yoga of life. It's even, points. Don't start, even simple. It's what I, that's why I like the situation. They just said, do of your own life artwork, no? So you don't start to try to make spiritual life. If already we can understand that that's why we need to develop art educations, and the art educations can be a big help to change our administrations, to change the way of the power of finances. We need artists that they are able to integrate these three aspects of the conceptualization of an idea. I said what I think, and I do what I said. There is unity. It was fundamental, the end of the separation inside us. So if you don't have residents, that they have this inner work, they have auto-discipline, they work themselves like you work your guitar, this. They are doing this unity between what they think, what they say, and what they act. There you can have a residence assembly that suddenly the processes of decisions is not an objective. It is already done. It will be the era decision will be because there is actually people acting that we can do that, correct? Voilà. So for me, it's the opposite. We said first we need to start with individual, and we need to have a maximum of people that they do this kind of inner work. And I think so. One of the priority in terms of arts expressions, no, is to review completely the concept of art service. It will be a good exercise for all the artists to see, suppose now the Auroville Board of Commerce decide to make an art business. What will be the difference?
Well, it wouldn't be so bad if Oroville ABC decided to take care of that aspect. Maybe the artists would be freer to work.
Pardon?
I said maybe the artists would be freer to work.
Yeah, anyway, you know, the artists need nobody. You know, it's what, if you are a mechanician, artist, how to say that? You don't know in the beginning that you're artist. It's just suddenly in your daily life, you...
Hey, what do you think would happen if ABC takes over Oroville Art Service and, I mean, it takes decides to help the artist to sell their work?
It's already done. It means there is no reflections about if you read, for example, the beginning of the Dadaism, some book about the Surrealist, about Dali, this, about the Situationist. You see already that there is non-stop discussions, reflections about art and money, art and finance, how to sell art. Often they speak about visual art, and they forgot other art expression like living theater or stuff like that, no? But anyway, what I feel that like there is actually a priority about water, there is also now, for me, a big reflection about the finance, because bien often the disharmony come from the power of finance, and people that they know they have money, finance, they in fact, we can say what we want, the money has the power to implement themselves. Okay? Simple like that. So we need to think that. And about also Oronet and all the discussions concerning the censorship and like that. My position in the end is I am for the freedom of moderations for our moderator. Means that they have to play the role of moderator, they are free. And for us, for me, it give me a level of the normality, if what they can accept.
No, I don't mind, but I think it's not so bad that there's a few extra people on that team, that it's not just only two people. I also think that it's okay, just as they're looking at the data of how people rate, that we should also be able to look at the data to know how many people have been refused.
But for me,
or
it's not the more important.
No, it just goes both ways. Yeah. You can't have one group doing all the judging and deciding.
Of course.
So that's all I'm saying. Otherwise, I think they're doing a great job. Mostly, I think it's really fine, and a little bit more transparency, and a little bit more openness.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand. Well, this was my poem. Is like when you create a whole plaza, but the problem with it is like first you don't want the guy with the Tourette syndrome who's cursing all the time and giving bad words and all. So you send him out of the plaza. But then slowly. The plaza becomes an extension of one's own ego, and then anybody can say or offend you. You know, finally, the other person coming in is like a blemish on your face.
Yeah,
and then you want
correct.
So the thing can become a little bit tyrannic. So it's also, I have to say, it's a little bit weird to get into AVNet. You have to write many times. Who decides? Maybe they decide. Maybe they don't decide. Maybe they wait for you to become, I don't know what are the... It's not very clear how you get in, how you get out, and what is kept and what is not kept. These are very easy and simple things, and I appreciate the job they're doing. They just need to extend and extend now and open up the thing after creating the place. Just like everything in Oroville, you know, the solar kitchen might not work without an Angelica, in the sense that the cleanliness... it is, because in Oroville, sadly, everything exists, sadly and not sadly, everything exists out of the persistence, patience, perseverance and hard work of the individual. Unfortunately, the individual is an individual. We're not all yogis, and it becomes difficult also for that individual then to not, you know. I mean, how do you be responsible and not be an owner?
No, anyway, you know what I don't like when people, you know, Ronette put to me. I will come back to Ronette. You know, for me to have a cyber forum of the resident assembly that people give opinions is not very interesting. It's not fun. Me, what I would like that the cyber forest is the cyber forum of the people, that they are actors, that they are taking responsibility, that they don't need to speak 10,000 times to act. They understand very fast, but that we have a kind of connivance, complicity between us. That's when people put a comment to a blog, we understand it's not for blah blah cyber, it's not an opinion, it's not one more time. It's people that they understood what are our priority, and they collaborate and they give the information, data, true data information, that with this true data coming from the base, coming from the people doing the job. There we have an interesting cyber forum. But if it is to hear one more time, the opinion of this is not interesting. So that's why now, like me, I took the hornet and I start to have the strategy of a sniper, because I want to focalize that there is an emergency concerning our finance. There is all this retreat speaking of all stuff, and they are not able to see because they are not on spot. If you want to speak about service, please don't speak of service. Go to work with the service, stay there 3 months, understand how it's work, go to the solar kitchen, work with Angela, take a stuff, don't speak about, do it, go there, and take the issue for 3 or 5 years. That's why I'm pissed off to hear people speaking in a Ronet, because they are not able to assume what they said, and they are not able to implement what they said.
No, mostly that there's a lot, that mostly the most verbose people,
so you have
to stop.
Precisely that, people,
their,
have to stop.
Their only job is being verbose, in fact.
But that's why we need to be vigilant.
I would like to close this session, because there's some construction work going upstairs. Again, Mother says that we can all have our differences and feelings and actions and all, but we should give importance to the things that unite us and ignore the things that separate us. And as long as the goal is the realization that we want to achieve, then we can all come there. It means not saying, oh, then I give up. No. We have to realize what it is, and we focus on the things that we do agree on. And I think that's a very good way to work collectively towards finding solutions and working together.
Thank you, Madame Reynaud. Au revoir.
Goodbye.